This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. For more than 5 years, a gun rights advocate named Cody Wilson has been trying to publish an online blueprint for how to print 3D guns. And today, he was supposed to prevail. But yesterday, a federal judge issued an order blocking the company, Defense Distributed, from publishing their plans, citing irreparable harm. There will be a follow-up hearing to the matter on August 10th. Connecticut Attorney General George Jepson is part of a multi-state lawsuit brought by 8 states and the District of Columbia against the Trump administration for allowing Defense Distributed and the company's founder, Cody Wilson, to release those blueprints.
The core issue is that these guns, they're plastic, are untraceable and virtually undetectable. They're the ideal weapon for someone who, say, wants to get through airport security to hijack an airplane. The Obama administration back in 2013, under federal law, prohibited the dissemination of the blueprints and plans for making these guns. It was challenged in court by Wilson and his Defense Distributed organization. They lost at the trial level. The Trump administration picked up the lawsuit and did the right thing and continued to prohibit dissemination of these plans and blueprints, and prevailed at the appellate court level. The Supreme Court did not take up the case, which meant the government won. Then in this startling, bizarre about face, the Trump administration a few months ago secretly negotiated a deal that basically handed the victory that the government had won and gave Defense Distributed and Cody Wilson everything that they wanted, plus their legal fees. And so we state attorneys general are in court essentially saying, no, that the federal law should prevail, and these plans and blueprints should not be disseminated. And last night we got the temporary restraining order that we sought.
Last night we did get a temporary restraining order. However, some of these plans or these blueprints actually went up last Friday, and they've already been downloaded a couple thousand times. And some of the plans are available on another website. Given that they're out there, is that ruling effective?
And it's very regrettable that 1,500 or so individuals have downloaded those plans. We can't stop that, but we can take steps, and the TRO from last night's court ruling is the first step in that process in preventing widespread distribution of these plans. So, yes, I regret that 1,500 or so individuals have downloaded those plans, but the more we can limit their distribution in the future, the better.
And also, Attorney General, there are some folks who say that these guns are not completely undetectable, that they will require some metal parts potentially. Does that even matter? Is that even on the radar at this point for you all?
I'm not saying they're completely undetectable. It's also possible to make a somewhat primitive gun that has very limited metal parts, or that could allow dismantling and then reassembly after the point of entry, so that the metal tube, for example, that would be the gun barrel, it just becomes a metal tube in somebody's bag, and a short metal tube, and doesn't look like a gun, it's just a metal tube. And then you get beyond security and you reassemble the weapon.
So Cody Wilson, who we've actually reached out to, and we've reached out to Defense Distributed for this specific piece, we have not gotten a response yet to our request. But Cody Wilson is saying that the State Department infringed on his First Amendment right to free speech and his Second Amendment rights by forcing him to take down the blueprints. Your position on that, Attorney General?
Yes, he litigated those issues and he lost. There's no right under the Constitution that's completely unlimited. You can't obviously scream fire in a crowded theater when there's no fire. No freedom under the Bill of Rights is without limits.
George Jepson is the Attorney General for the state of Connecticut. Attorney General Jepson, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Earlier this week, Cody Wilson, the founder of Defense Distributed, tweeted, quote, "I am now being sued by at least 21 state attorneys general. If you want your Second Amendment online, this is the fight." But our next guest makes the case that this fight is as much about the First Amendment as it is about the Second. Ilya Shapiro supports Cody Wilson's efforts to publish the blueprints, and he joins us today to explain why. Ilya is a senior fellow in constitutional studies for the Cato Institute. Ilya, thank you for joining us.
Good to be on.
So your reaction to last night's news, the federal judge ruling that blocks the further publishing of these blueprints?
Yeah, this is the only judge that has ruled in this way. There have been several others. There was an attempt to intervene in Texas when that lawsuit was winding down, when the settlement was being ratified between the federal government and Cody Wilson and Defense Distributed. They rushed to the court in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. All of those judges ruled against the state, and this one judge in Washington ruled the other way. So this could ultimately go to the Supreme Court on the question of nationwide injunctions, which has been an issue in a lot of different policy areas. But that's kind of an issue for a later day. On specifically this case, this is a First Amendment case because this is not about distributing weapons or the ability to manufacture your own 3D plastic guns to sell or give away to other people. This is about the files being put online. And as Attorney General Jepson acknowledged, these files have already been online for a long time, not just Cody Wilson's, but if you Google megapacks, if you Google 3D plastic gun blueprints, you can find a lot of stuff. They're not hosted on U.S. servers because of this ongoing litigation, but you can find it, and it's not illegal, and you're not violating any sort of laws by looking at it.
Well, the Attorney General also did say that there is no right that's completely unlimited, including the First Amendment and as well as the Second Amendment. And in their counter to this, they're saying that they're doing this essentially to have with public safety in mind. What's your response to that?
Well, sure, but courts have ruled that even publishing blueprints to a nuclear weapon is not illegal. The only thing that's illegal is publishing classified material and other things that are protected by law. I mean, there's lots of things that are so-called dangerous, but as long as it's information, as long as it's pure speech, we allow it to be published. The First Amendment provides very broad protection, and certainly prior restraints, as the technical jargon goes, are very rare in American case law. So this ruling by this judge is a blip. I mean, eventually this will get reversed, and the settlement will go forth. It's an odd sort of lawsuit because if you read the judge's ruling, it's really directed towards the Trump administration, not towards Cody Wilson. It's saying you went through the wrong procedure in not requiring Mr. Wilson to get a certain type of license or subjecting him to the types of controls regarding defense articles, essentially calling him an international weapons trafficker. It's an odd posture for this lawsuit and certainly not something that states can or should be involved in.
Ilya, I'm curious, though. I mean, we're talking here about the attorneys general are saying that they're attempting to remove from the internet the information that they're trying to take offline is used to manufacture weapons. So my question is, I can't buy Sudafed or sinus medication without having to go through some sort of control at the pharmacy. Should we not draw a line regarding blueprints for these firearms?
Well, look, can you buy information about what Sudafed is made out of? Absolutely. Creating drugs that are illegal is illegal, but possessing the information about how to do it is not and cannot be restrained. And what we're talking about here are plastic weapons that aren't very useful, and it would be really expensive and hard to make something that would be some sort of public safety problem. If criminals want to access weapons, there's a lot easier, faster, more efficient, cheaper way of doing so than trying to create these 3D guns. Unless you're using some sort of smelting operation in a very complicated, expensive printer that uses metal, it can't be done.
Ilya Shapiro, Senior Fellow at the Cato Institute. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Take care.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.